Show you're about to listen to, or watch if you're watching the video stream, may contain material you may find inappropriate. Listener and viewer, discretion is advised.
You are listening to RSN Radio.
Long time no see!
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 How long is this gonna go on? Yeah!
For more information, go to www.randomsonicnet.org, also streaming live on radio.
I'm going to do some rottenness, and that hedgehog won't stop me!
Pack your shit! Pack your shit! We gotta get out of here!
Well, gentlemen, I'm flooding it! It!
Processor
made it into this thing, so we have that.
Oh yeah, that's wow. No idea what I was saying now, but it's RSN Live, where basically I will just ramble for an hour, maybe read a fan fiction or two. I have no idea. It's kind of a weird setup, the show getting weirder all the time. I do not believe we're gonna have Spinnick this evening, apparently. Spinnick decided he wants to have a life, and he doesn't want to spend that here on RSN Live. I'm typing things. I'm trying to be a interactive show host. Interactiveness, I think. But yeah, if I didn't say it on voice, this is what I sound like if this is your first time listening to me. And I'm not very impressive. Not at all. And I don't know. It's just a whole jumble of weird things going on in my mind right now. Anyways, if you want to get involved with this show, you can, of course, do that. There are multiple ways to go about doing that. And that would be our primary method, which is IRC. We do IRC. So, IRC. IRC! You have to be on IRC. It's irc.realchat.net or irc.realmsonicnet.org. Join RSN or Radio Sega or Sonic Stadium. Trigon, I don't think he'd listen to the show. We're too weird for him, apparently, half of the time anyways. I mean, there was that one fan fiction where, like, we all kind of looked at each other. Well, not looked at each other, but, like, figuratively we're like, this is bad even by our standards. IRC is the primary route. You can also go to the Mumble server. And if you want to figure this all out and you know, get on and be cool, I guess is what you would call that. I have no clue anymore. Go to rsnlab.roundsonicnet.org and then click the tab that says participate. I know it doesn't really look like a tab, but it changes color when you mouse over it. That's something, right? And, like, the cursor changes? It's all... But you can also watch the show. We stream the show live, video-wise. Well, by we, I mean me. I stream it live. I am the streamer. I'm the decider! All that fun stuff. Oh, by the way, there's drinking on the show. And if you didn't pay attention to the opening, this does contain explicit content. I can't stress that enough. This is a show that's basically let's say a clusterfuck. It's a clusterfuck. And it's inappropriate for minors. Probably why no one listens to the show. But there's podcasts, which I'm falling behind on, again. Mainly because I can't think of good descriptions or titles anymore. I've been doing this since like 2011, and once you've been doing it for 5 years, you kind of start running out of ideas. on how you're going to name things. Oh, might as well open up the Mumble channel. If I can do that without breaking things. There we go. Mumble channel's open. So people want to get in there and say things. Oh, by the way, if you do actually get into the Mumble, I have to unlock your... I don't hear anything again.
Hello?
Oh, nope. Now we got Uber Echo. Hold on one second. Where's this Uber Echo coming from? Oh, it's coming from you. That's why. Sorry, it's been a crazy day for me. Those of you who pay attention to me on IRC will know that I do some stuff involving radio. Not like actual radio, like broadcast radio, but just listening to see what's out there. And my fancy new antenna came in, and the fancy adapter I've had for the past week, we finally hooked up to a different antenna, and I'm actually able to get things to start. More than just the local county sheriff. I'm actually able to get what I was actually going for. And that's the railroad stuff. Those of you who are wondering, those of you who have watched the video stream, you may have noticed, like, it's actually become kind of an in-joke now for some reason. I don't know why. But before the show, there's always this train stream that I'm borrowing from a EarthCam link that is unencrypted. No, it's not legal. It's out in the public domain. Adding my little spin to it because fuck Flash. Alright? I understand that the video stream on the RSN Live site is running Flash. I hate that. I wish it would be, you know, a decent format like WebM. WebM can stream. This video stream you're watching of this train stuff is a WebM stream. I'm converting from RTMP FLV to VP8 WebM. It is possible. It is doable. There are just some weird things that happen. And for some reason, there are claims that... Sorry, when you drink beer, you start getting a little gassy in the stomach. Drink responsibly, by the way. So, OBS Studio is what we're using to do the video stream, and they keep claiming that eventually there's going to be options other than Flash, because that's all it will stream in right now. It will record in WebM, but it will only stream in Flash. I don't know why! It's dumb, it's outdated, it's old. Flash is a dead format that is becoming deader by the day. And apparently Mick Bynes is seeing Psycho Stick live tonight. I thought you hated them! I thought you hated Psycho Stick. Oh, hold on, I don't think he's listening to the stream. I'm all over the place. I'm not just in these channels I mentioned earlier. I'm on, like, including the channels I mentioned, I'm on... Oh, it doesn't even say anymore. It just says I have a highlight. You've been highlighted. Okay. Okay, there we go. Now I got a number. I'm currently on 31 channels. Oh, yeah, I guess that's another thing that happened today. Just mention it right off the bat. Apparently Prince died. So, George R.R. Martin needs to, you know, cut it out with 2016. Fucking killing everyone. There's gonna be no one left by the end of this year. There's gonna be no one left except all the shitty people. All the shitty actors and singers are gonna be left. And right there, I probably offended a bunch of people. Oh, well. What can you do?
You might say that they were triggered.
I have to go to my safe space. How do you get to your safe space when I'm already in your safe space? Yeah, I guess that's a good point. I mean... Psycho Stick did a, like, short cover version of Chemical Plant Zone, if that makes any, if that redeems them any. That's, I don't know. This show becomes really, really quiet without Spinnick here saying random things. Can I just say that? I think I've become too used to having Spinnick on here driving most of the show. This also sucks because I don't really pay attention to the news. The only reason I know about Prince being dead and China being dead is because that shit has been all over IRC. Every freaking chat room I am in that is active by any amount has been talking about these two the past 24 hours. So, that's how I know. I don't check into Twitter that often. Let's go to Twitter. Apparently there's some news. News! I don't care about that. What else we got? Nope, nothing. Apparently Mike Bullock is making some weird joke. Oh, and by the way, this is kind of funny because somebody was complaining about not getting a confirmation email. So, I have registered, pre-reg, as they say in the con circuit, for word I'm probably butchering, but fuck it, KitsuniCon, it's in Green Bay, check it out, I guess, it's online. KitsuniCon.com. Signed up for that. So it'll happen in July, the end of July. So if you want to see me in person and punch me in the face, I guess? I don't know. I don't know if there's any people that listen to Radio Sega that are anywhere in the Wisconsin area, to be honest with you. I was led to believe that they were mostly from the UK. But, you know. John St. John's going. That's a bonus, right? Big the Cat. Honestly, I'm just there to just for John St. John because his panels are usually fucking amusing as hell. At least the ones I've been to. He might tone it down outside of YumaCon. I don't know. But that's another one, by the way. Definitely recommend YumaCon, at least for the John St. John panels. His voice is after his. He always changes it. It's never the same panel name, but he does a panel at night, like late night, that you're not allowed to take cameras or anything into, because it's basically them doing this. It's him and a bunch of other voice actors or prominent anime industry figures doing exactly this, only typically a lot more raunchier. If I remember correctly, it was even more hilarious because, what's-her-face, Lisa Ortiz was there on the adult panel, and they ended up having a discussion about, the best methods for having sex? So, that's the kind of stuff you get to listen to. I don't know if he's going to do that in this con in Green Bay. I've never been to this one, even. I've never been to this, this convention in Green Bay, so I don't know if it's going to be any good. That said, I should probably think about these a little bit better because I went to Anime Milwaukee this year and that turned into a train wreck is what happened there. And apparently I'm not alone in this thought. I'm told that a number of people did not really enjoy what the fuck is it called? Anime Milwaukee. Sorry, I'm double checking some stuff. It's almost every single convention I've been to, almost every single one of them has been at a fucking Hyatt. So I have to go through, like, I'm the kind of person that's a paranoid weirdo that reserves hotel rooms and registers for these things well out in advance. In fact, this is apparently something that has been causing a bit of a headache at work because apparently they don't. This is the second manager of now that's told me they don't plan out that far in advance. So, I did get PTO though, so I'm good on that front. Yeah. Anyways, back to what I was saying. I reserved these hotel rooms like well in advance, so I have to shift through my emails, which I don't really delete my emails that as often as I should for some reason. I just don't. And I have to go through and see if I can find that Hyatt email, because the KitsuneCon is going to be at the Hyatt, and that's where the hotel is I reserved. Hotel room. I didn't reserve the whole hotel. I have money. I don't have that much money. If I did, my life would probably be a lot better. That said, what the fuck's the guy's name? He's got an Ed page. When you've got an Ed page, you know you fucked up. It's Ryan Kampf, is that his name? The guy that, like, nobody likes for some reason, just because I guess he's a creepy guy. He's weird. I guess he's been accused of reserving entire hotel blocks at other conventions to try and sabotage conventions. The guy's weird, what can I say? But when you have that kind of money to throw around, I don't know. Apparently he's got money. How he got that money? I don't know. Drugs? Drug dealing? He doesn't strike me as a drug dealer. He's... Once you get on Ed, again, you have to be pretty dumb to get on Ed. So, his cons are for profit. It's... We should probably, like, say conventions, because when you say his cons are for profit, and we're talking about how someone might be getting money, words. Phrasing? Yes, his cons are for profit. Sorry, for those of you who aren't aware, a lot of people shorthand conventions down to cons. Cons. Con! So then where... Okay, so if ASUN is a non-profit, where does all that money go to? I mean, surely they make more than enough money to cover the you know, reservations and all that. Oh, so they're one of those. And this is actually a great way to run things. I don't know why people don't do it more often. Well, okay, I get it. There's kind of a profit incentive. So apparently they save what money they have left and throw that to next year's convention. That's kind of like how my old business used to run. They would, you know, instead of giving money to investors, they would reinvest it back into the company. And that's apparently how they were able to expand as fast as they did and get bought out. Oh, speaking of, I'll get back to the convention stuff in a moment. So, I don't know what's going to happen to RSN Live in the near future. At least within the next 4 weeks, I'm going to have to work out a plan, because I was recently promoted at work, so I finally get more money. Hold on a second. It's a little depressing when you play that for yourself, I guess. But I got promoted, so the promotion comes with a training period, which is, you know, your standard business work days. Which means I'm not going to be home on time to do these on Thursdays. I might have to see if Spinnick's going to be able to take over. But then, it gets even more complicated, because I've been given my tentative schedule. And my tentative schedule says that I will be working the second half. Like, right now I work the first half of the week. You know, Sunday through Tuesday and every other Saturday. That's my current work schedule. Once this promotion is fully transitioned and in place, it shifts. I'm going to be Friday through Sunday every other Thursday. And so obviously, you can see where the problem is. Right off the bat, you can see where the problem is. And I've toyed around with the idea of, we'll just offset it. We'll have a Spinnick RSN Live and a Voice RSN Live, and we'll just offset it. I think it'll be great, but I don't know if that would actually work. I think the best course of action, and I'm going to have to double check some things, especially with the Radio Sega people, is just simply, the easiest solution would be to just say, fuck it, RSN Live is over. But there are some people who listen to the show and participate and apparently look forward to this for some reason. So, well, it's the easiest option. I should probably take this off the train stream. it's been on the train stream the entire time. Wow. Okay. So, the easiest option would be to say, fuck it, and stop doing the show. I mean, 5 years is a good run, right? Obviously, the next best option is just change the date and time. Pretty simple to do. Well, simple. I still have to go through and actually look at, let's do that right now. We can do that right now. There is literally nothing else going on the show right now. So, RadioSega.net, what do you got for me? You have a show schedule somewhere. Show schedules. Alright, so there's no ones on Tuesdays. Let's do Tuesday. At least, according to... There's supposed to be a new show starting soon. I haven't heard of it. I'm looking at the webpage, and it says that Tuesdays are wide open. Email newsletter. Well, again, I'll have to just look it up and see what's going on, but Tuesdays look to be wide the fuck open. And of course it's UK time. So Oh, I think you're not alone in doing that. So, I've already made my opinions known on that off the show, because I'm an asshole, but, there's certain things you do on the show and certain things you do off the show. That's just how it works, right? Someone keeps trying to get me to install ransomware for some reason. It's really dumb. Yeah, I don't know. Huh. Well, I can't have deleted it. I don't think I'm that quick on the trigger finger. Where is it? Well, maybe I am. I don't know. Everything gets deleted after 30 days. That's Gmail for you. We're gonna figure something out. I'm not shutting this show down just yet. It's a weird process because, again, I will openly admit I've probably stepped on far too many toes at this point to really have any kind of reasonable say in how things go. Wording this carefully, but I probably already failed at that. That said, I don't know. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out, and I just say, fine, we'll just move it to RSN Radio, which we're already on, so it's not like I'm really moving. It's like just going down the block. Not even going down the block, just going downstairs. That said, I'm sure something will work out. The schedule doesn't look that full, so I don't really imagine there being that much of a problem. Unless Spinnick has problems with it, then we might have some problems. I don't know. Again, it's something we'll have to... It would have been great if Spinnick was here, but again, apparently having a life is more important than doing the show. So, Alright, before I get back to talking about anime conventions, because I'm just going to end up talking myself out of things to talk... Oh, there's messages. It It's not even confirmed he's getting that. God. Oh, let me. Pixar, it didn't happen. See, this is the great part about you guys only having a one-way conversation. You don't know what I'm responding to. You have no idea. I should probably get this open. You would think I'd be smart enough to have this figured out by now. I'm not. Never will be. I'm a fucking idiot. What can I say? RSN Live will never have anything work out right the first time. This is impossible. So, with that said, let's kick in here. Throw up a little in our mouth, because why not? Oh, let's see. We need noise. So if you just give me a second. Oh my god. Maxed Windows do not do well for moving files around, just saying. We'll go ahead and item remove this. Oh, you know what? I don't care. We'll shift around some music. Why not? Why not? Because, again, in case you haven't noticed yet, I don't exactly, I don't keep it, like, Sega-related all the time. That's probably why I'm a little bit weird for you people. But, in the meantime, you can listen, I mean, there's something Sega-related going on here. But, I'll be back shortly. Let's leave it at that. Mike Pollock, if you actually listen to the show, I want you to do the goddamn late night panel with John St. John. Make it happen. It might. It could. Again, I'm just going to say that Lisa Ortiz participated in that. And if you don't know who that is, Google is your friend. FGI. I can't remember the... I'm dumb enough I don't know the acronym, but let me Google that for you. Anyways, back to what I was saying. Anime conventions. The whole thing that spurred this off. So I registered for Kitsune-kun yesterday. I'm looking at my mailbox here. I do not have a confirmation email. Now, it's possible it went to the wrong email address. It's very possible. But they did charge my credit card. Very glad that I have the, the printout receipt from eBay. So that's what spawned all that discussion. I don't know why. It's a weird thing to talk about, but, you know, weird stuff happens. And I have yet to use... Well, okay, I take that back. Anime Central seems to have their shit work to a point when they're not being hacked by 4chan. That hacker known as 4chan. Every time I register for these conventions online, something happens. I don't know what it is, but something happens. I think YumaCon last year, Anime Milwaukee this year, and probably soon Kitsune-kun this year, I'm probably gonna end up having to email them and be like, hey guys, I didn't get a confirmation email, but you charged my credit card. So I just want to be sure we're good and that you guys aren't gonna be like, oh, we don't know what you're talking about. When I show up to pick up my badge, because I don't think they're gonna mail it to me. I did not see that option, although more and more conventions seems to be offering that option, which is pretty sweet. Those of you who are veterans of anime conventions, or any kind of convention, like, you know, C2E2, or PAX, or Comic-Con, anyone who's a veteran of those can tell you that some might say it's the best experience, but most of them will agree the worst experience is waiting in the pickup line for your badge, or if you were, you know, unable to register beforehand, waiting in the reg line. That's reg line is where you learn to make friends or carry a phone that has a decent battery charge. That said, I don't think I ever said... I think the longest I've sat in a registration line is probably, 45 minutes? I think 45 minutes is the longest I've done in any kind of registration line. That's what happens when you show up early. Yeah, you have to, sit down and wait for a little bit, but when the line opens up, boom, you're in. And to give you an idea of how bad these lines can be, we'll take Anime Central, because that's the one that's closest to me and the one I've been to the most. So they have a fairly decent sized back and forth queue section in the registration hall, which... if you were to pull that line out, it's probably about 2,000 feet long. If you were to stretch it all, pull it all the way out and make it not go back and forth, 2,000 feet long. That fills up. That fills up real quick, and then it backs out into the entry hall to the Stevenson Convention Center, which, again, does the whole back and forth thing a couple dozen times. For that, goes outside the building and around all the way to, I think I've seen it go all the way to the Hyatt. That's how long those lines can get, and that is why you show up early. or you pre-reg, or if they have the option available, I totally suggest paying the extra $250 and having the badge mailed to you. Works out great. Let's see. I haven't actually looked to see what else is. It's funny that I'm talking about this like convention like it's happening next week, when it's happening at the end of July. But you know, never hurts to take a look. But they apparently podcast. That's a weird thing. They apparently podcast. I'm trying to see what else we got going on here. I shouldn't laugh at what you just said, but I did. Now I am that asshole, so forgive me. And then there's let's see, what else is going on? Let's see. Summer of Sonic apparently got funded. And Johnny, I'm just gonna call him Johnny because I keep fucking up his last name, and if I ever wanna get people on this show, I should probably not fuck up their names. Or stop, like, calling them pussies. How do you get people on the show? Oh, you treat them like shit. That's the way to do it. All right, great. Let's go with that route. Let's see how well that goes. 5 years later. Why does no one come on the show? Because you're an asshole. I'm actually working on fixing that. In case you didn't notice. I feel like I've done a little bit of a better job of not coming off as a huge douchebag, but it's hard because a lot of people do stupid things, so it's hard to remain quiet. And as somebody has told me, I do not suffer stupidity well, even though I'm a dumbass myself. Like simple things, here's a good one. You go to where I work at, it's a dark place. You know it's a dark place. And you come up to me and you're like, hey, you got a flashlight I could use? Where the fuck have you been the last 4 years? It's probably because I went to the Boy Scouts and they did their whole be prepared thing. So when people aren't prepared, I have to look at them and be like, you dumb motherfucker. Because it's so easy, like, I don't know. Like, there's no reason not to show up to work unprepared. No reason. Let's see, what else we got going on? Yeah, you know what, has Yumikon even started doing anything yet? Again, with my whole, let's set this all up before the thing even... Oh, wow, Google just changed their logo for some reason. let's see, 2016, register online. Oh, look at that, I'm actually going to be home for Halloween. let's see. Apparently the Midwest Media Expo was last weekend. Although they keep saying it's this weekend. They apparently... Wow, they're jumping the price up. Oh my god. Sorry, I'm reading. I shouldn't be reading this, but I'm reading this. Okay. What the fuck does a platinum badge get you? Well, it's $155 first off, so this better be fucking great. Let's see. Priority positioning for the first 20 minutes in all autograph lines. Priority positioning for main events. An exclusive 2015 Yumikon t-shirt from last year. admittance into either the Maid Cafe or Charity Ball. Entrance into one, count them one, video game tournament. The dealer's room will also be open an hour early each day for platinum attendees. Sales end September 15th. Yeah, I would agree with you with that one. Unless you're there specifically to get autographs and do shit, yeah, no. Hello, folks! I see folks are participating. Hello, folks who are in the IRC that are saying hello. Hello! Wow, that's pretty expensive, though. It's 57.37. Well, it's 55 bucks, and then the fees are 237. That's really... Eventbrite is apparently the ticket master of anime conventions for some reason. And they hit you with those fees. Now, that being said, has any of the hotel rooms opened? I don't think any of the hotels have been announced yet. But, as I learned last year, fuck what the website says, just call the hotel directly and reserve it. Those of you who don't talk to me outside of the show, what happened was, for some reason, like, I'm pretty sure this is what's going on. I'm pretty sure, instead of, like, because the group that puts on YumaCon also puts on Midwest Media Expo, and I'm fairly certain they don't break up into teams. You know, Team YumaCon, Team Media Expo, they kind of just all work on the same projects. And so somebody, I don't know who, and I'm not trying to be an asshole, I'm just saying it as it is, was, they weren't really keeping up to date on the YumaCon aspect of it. So it got to, like, was it June or July? June or July, which for big cons is pretty late into the game. And people are like, what the fuck's going on with the hotels? They haven't announced any hotel blocks. Because, again, I feel like this is Voice Explains Anime Conventions 101. A anime convention that is of large enough size will typically reserve blocks of hotel rooms at the closest hotel to the venue if the hotel is not the venue itself. And they hold on to these blocks and they will slowly start releasing them for reservation purposes. And it could become a mess if the person who's in charge of that fucks it up. So, what happened was, the person who was in charge of that fucked it up. They didn't announce any of this stuff, got close to the convention time, and people were freaking out. Like, oh my god, I've called the hotel and they've already said that they're all booked up, but they didn't announce anything. What the hell's going on here? What turned out to be happening was, the hotel was saying, oh, we're all booked up, because they legitimately were. YumaCon had claimed these huge blocks of rooms, but if you told them that you were reserving for YumaCon, then they'd be like, oh, fuck it, yeah, we'll give you a room. Yeah. And that's basically what it ended up happening, is everybody just called into the hotels manually and reserved rooms, and it just, when YumaCon eventually announced the room blocks, there was like maybe 20 hotel rooms left. It was a fucking mess. Oh man. It's funny to me because KitsuneCon, and that's not like trying to put them down. I mean, these hotel, like, these conventions are fucking complicated to put on. Especially the bigger ones like ASEN, YumaCon. What's the other one? I keep referring to it as AX, so I'm just gonna assume it's Anime Expo, which is supposedly like the granddaddy of anime conventions out in LA. First off, who would willingly go to LA? Then again, who would willingly go to Detroit? Who would willingly go to St. Louis? Let's see. Oh, speaking of people willingly going to weird events, Mike Pollock is apparently going to Sonic Revolution, so if you want to get involved in that, now you know. Johnny from Crush 40 is going to Summer of Sonic. I know that, like, June had expressed interest in going back to YumaCon, because they were at, Crush 40 was at YumaCon last year. That was, like, the big draw. Well, I mean, Detroit is kind of a crappy city. I understand, like, we're in one of the safest buildings, statistically. But getting to that building is the problem. If you venture too far away from the expressways, you're on your own. But that's also kind of how it is around here in Chicago, so... You know what? If you're gonna go on the Riverwalk, I don't know, shock sticks? What were those, like, shock batons they had, the Combine had in Half-Life 2? Just do that. That'd be the way to do it. Okay, Sonic Revolution. I have no fucking clue where this is at. Hold on. Sonic Revolution. I started, like, boom for some reason. Doesn't even say. Oh, click to enter. Boom. Alright. It is gonna be June 12th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So, and this is nothing against Sonic Revolution. I had the same opinion of Sonic, Summer of Sonic. Even though I feel like Sonic Revolution started because they threw a hissy fit that Sonic Boom wasn't going to be held in San Diego that year. I'm not going to go across the country for an 8-hour event. A one-day, 8-hour event. I think that is Summer of Sonic, Sonic Boom, and Sonic Revolution's huge fucking Achilles heel is no one is going to travel... First off, no one's going to travel halfway across the globe for one of these. No one is going to travel across the country for one of these. These are events that are purely being put on for those in that local area. And that just... It's fucking dumb. It's fucking dumb. It's a really dumb thing to do. And I know some people are going to be upset at me for that. Like, oh, you're just jealous. No, I'm just telling you how it is. You know why these anime conventions and these, like, you know, was it Quake Fest and fucking, you know, Fan Expo in Toronto? You know why these things actually do very well and have high numbers? It's because they're more than one day. They last more than one day. That said, I know you're going to be very hard-pressed to find a reason. You're going to be hard-pressed to find a way to make a Sonic event last a whole day, much less a weekend. Or a weekend, much less a whole day. I'm fucking up my words. It's what I do when I start ranting about shit. What should have been done is... I should come to London. I guarantee you, the moment I go to the UK, it's going to be like that scene from The Simpsons with the monorail salesman going to Shelbyville. There's going to be a line of people waiting to beat my ass with sticks. But no, these Sonic events, okay, I get it. You guys want to have a get-together, it's fine, but I'm being linked pictures. Oh, the fucking internet amazes me at times. Anyways, back to what I was saying. So, how do you make these events... Well, first off, you're not going to do very well because, let's face it, the Sonic fanbase has an image problem. but, hey, you can always try something, right? So here's what my suggestion would be. And that is, you take one of these events and you see how feasible would it be to, like, hey, go to Anime Expo and be like, hey, guys, we want to put on, like, an event for this franchise. Do you think there's a way that maybe we could work it out so that, you know, we could be part of your event? You know, we'll be like, we'll have like a a little shindig off to the side, and then we can get, like, all these, like, you know, we'll get the voice actors there. It'll be fun. Woo! Instead of doing, like, yeah. Now, I say this as somebody who went to Sonic Boom, and I've seen the Summer of Sonic streams. I didn't really pay attention to Sonic Revolution because, let's face it, again, like I said earlier, it kind of spawned out of a hissy fit about Sonic Boom not being held in San Diego every year anymore. These are not events that you can hold on their own and expect to have a huge fucking turnout. I mean, at most you're gonna get maybe... I'd be surprised if you get 500 people at one of these. 500 to 1,000. Now, I may be wrong. I don't have access to the numbers in front of me, and I'm sure nobody's going to give me access to those numbers. That's just the way I look at it. As, like, a high overview, having been to one of these Sonic events, you're just not... It doesn't hold well on its own. You'd have to tie it in. I mean... when Crush 40 was at Yumicon last year, that seemed to work out pretty well. At least the room was... I'm being generous. The room was, like, 60% filled. 60%, I mean... I don't think there's many people who go to anime conventions to see concerts. I, again, could be wrong at that. You know, feel free to call me a dumbass, but... That's how it is. It got even more hilarious last year because, so there was a Sonic panel at Yumicon last year. Because Lisa Ortiz, John St. John, and June were there. Johnny was supposed to be there, but apparently, like, this is how this, and. I have someone that's in the chat room will attest to me that Yumicon last year was kind of run pretty off the rails. The way it was told to us was that June and Johnny arrived in Detroit. They arrived at the Yumicon and wherever the special guests go to check in. And they were all under the impression that... No, I don't think they were told at the check-in. Because that wouldn't make sense, because then, like, what, June doesn't have anything else to do? Anyways, they were told, well, after arrangements had been made, that, oh, by the way, you guys are going to have to do a panel the next day. What? So, Johnny had made prior arrangements before being told this, and therefore could not be at the Sonic panel. It is what it is. Crazy, crazy shit. Conventions, man. They change on a whim. We'll see what happens Well, again, I mean, the only Sonic person I know that's going to be there is... John St. John. By the way, I'll link this in the IRC because fuck it. If you people haven't seen it yet, here's where you go. That's for the one in Green Bay. That's the one I'm going to be going to. Feel free to tell me to fuck off. I don't know. What else can I rant about for a little bit here? fucking sign-in tone.
So, is the stream dead?
No, we're going right now. I've been ranting for the last hour about anime conventions and Sonic Revolution.
What's Sonic Revolution?
You see? You see? I am vindicated! I am fucking vindicated right now.
I don't get it. What is
Sonic
it?
Sonic Revolution is a Sonic event that's done in a similar vein to Summer of Sonic and Sonic Boom.
So entirely unofficial.
I don't know if it's official anymore. As I said earlier, it was what's the word I was using? spawned out of a hissy fit about Sonic Boom not being held in San Diego 1 year.
Oh, that sounds dumb.
I think Sonic Radio started it.
Okay.
Sorry.
Continue.
I'm just looking at. Hold on.
I just wanted to see if anyone was actually here. Did anybody show up?
There are people. Yeah, apparently the guy who runs YumaCon is really friendly. So, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think I saw him at Anime Milwaukee.
I think he did, and you got his business card or something.
You weren't there.
You were talking about some guy giving out business cards. I can't remember.
A lot of people give out business cards. Batman.
Here's my card. You know what? Here's my card.
But yeah, no, the guy who runs YumaCon is really outgoing and friendly. That's why I feel bad saying that YumaCon last year went off the rails and was pretty bad. Hi. I see you, Ink. I see you.
Anywho,
stream is lower than me winning the Powerball. So
did you actually buy tickets? Because if you did, then okay, I get it.
I try to buy tickets to the YumaCon and I'm told I'm banned.
Yeah. Anyways, I just came by to say hi. I'm probably gonna leave now.
Disappointing.
I haven't seen my fiance in months, so I'm gonna go see her now.
You gotta do that. You go run off with your BlackBerry.
I will. I will walk off with my BlackBerry. My BlackBerry's a classy gal.
Is it? It's having a classy. It's having my second beard.
She swallows. She's a classy gal. Anyways, I'll talk to you later.
No cleanup involved. What was I talking about? I completely lost track about what I was talking about. Oh yeah, the guy that runs YumaCon. He's a pretty cool guy. I think he, outside of YumaCon, I think he actually runs his own, merchant booth. I may be wrong. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong on this. See? I wonder if he'll be at KitsuneCon. He might. I mean, it's in the Great Lakes area, right? I don't know what his range is. He just says, fuck it, I'm not going anywhere outside of the 6-state area. Oh, that reminds me, when the hell is Anime North? Anime North. Ooh, tickets are sold out. And of course, Eventbrite. Oh, that already happens. Next month, so fuck that noise. Fan Expo! Not really, September 1st through the 4th. And how much does that cost? What if I just want to buy the whole weekend? $93. $93. That's a ripoff. It's actually 125 Canadian dollars. I'm sure because he runs like a fairly sizable group, I would assume at this point, since they put on two conventions. So I would assume that outside of selling crap at anime conventions and other kind of conventions of the type, that he's usually busy doing something involving those conventions up stuff. Oh, by the way, be sure to tell me how A-Sun goes since I'm not going this year. See if anyone pulls the fire alarm. Or does a chlorine gas attack? That Hyatt has, That Hyatt has gotta hate conventions at this point. Can I just say that? I don't exactly remember. It was a furry convention, but I don't remember the name of it. What is this one? It happens too quick. See, I have to pick one or the other. The one that's in Wisconsin Dells. With Dells. Because the thing is, this happens like 2 weekends after YumaCon happens. So I don't know. YumaCon has not worn out its welcome yet. No, the guy's name. Hold on, I'm gonna Google this. Actually, I'm not. I'm just gonna go to YumaCon.com. I'm sure it has information. Oh, special guests. No special guests have been announced this year. This is all for Midwest Expo. Billy West was at the Midwest Expo. So, yeah. Take that. Go to the homepage. I get no data. I get nothing. This says YumaCon Enterprises. I don't know the guy's name. I can't tell you if that's the right name or not. So, and I don't know. This has been interesting. The guy who runs YumaCon, I don't remember his name. Morgan. Okay, so you had it right. It was Morgan. Oh, I wouldn't consider Wikipedia official. Like, there's a lot of people right now that are saying that, isn't that right, what? You can't say, isn't that right, dot, 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 and then run away. Friends stories. Stories. Oh, so they've already said, fuck it, if you're gonna do it, then, just call now. So I guess I know what I'm doing after the show. that makes me wonder if I should, it wouldn't be an RSN Live without fanfiction, right? So, let me pull up fanfiction.net. I don't want to do it, but we're going to do it. Fanfiction.net. games. Project Odin. Bunch of S's. Sorry, I'm looking at names and it's just... You know that like moment where you're like, I know I should do something, but I just don't feel like doing it? That's me right now. I know we normally do fan fictions, but I'm just so fucking tired. Oh man. So fucking tired. Even though I sound like I'm wide awake and I've been ranting for about an hour now. There's nothing interesting here. Nothing. Have we again, 5 years, we've kind of run the gauntlet of these fan fictions. So, I don't know. Well, I have 4 weeks to settle the new date and time for the show, so it's not like if I skip out on the fan fiction tonight. I don't know. What do you people think? Should I just say fuck it? And if you say no, then you have to provide a fan fiction. That's the rules. People do not like these rules. Well, I run the show. How many listeners are on right now? Well, according to Internet DJ Council, we have 0 listeners, which we of course know to be false. So, let us go to the content server and find out. We currently have 11 listeners. We were at 16 at one time. Yep. 16 listeners. That's actually a pretty decent clip. Well, Yeah, that's going on too. We can't search by name, can we? Upload. Maybe I can figure out Tales and Sticks One Night Stand. I think we've read this before. Apparently, it's just new chapters. Sorry, I'm looking through, and I'm not reading fucking 8,000 words. Sonic College! 3 chapters! Drama suspense! Let's keep scanning away. Yes, I know. I should have had something picked out. First time listening to the show, I never set anything up. That's how it works. Now I'm starting to get a headache. God damn it. This show is just going down the tubes. It's probably because I've been staring at the super... You ever have, like, a computer monitor that you get brand new and it's super fucking bright, but you try to turn down the brightness and you're like, okay, no, I can't see anything. So it's like you're forced to look at this super bright monitor. I've been doing that all day. Oh, by the way, we're going on random tangents here. Amy's desire. Why is it every, like, almost every Amy fanfiction has her turn into a lesbian? Anyone have an answer for that? No one? Fanfiction writers are weird. Ah, there we go. Found the name. I was gonna say something. Oh! Before I forget, because I like to point this out. This train stream. First off, it's still bright enough to fucking see this. Holy shit. Fucking daylight savings time, man. How does it work? So, you see that little timestamp there in the top left corner of the video stream? Yeah, that took 4 hours to get into that stream. And that's not being... That is not... OBS putting that timestamp. That's actually on the stream. Figuring out how to get that onto... How to get that in through FFmpeg took almost a full afternoon to figure out. And I see a train in the background. Ooh, we might get a train. Train stream. Yay! Where else will you get it? You won't get this hard-hitting train action on Radio Sega. Look at those diamonds. They're gonna fucking do something. I just know it. Just sitting there plotting. Alright, let's see here. We did, I'm gonna piss off, Spinnick. That's what we're gonna do. We're gonna piss off Spinnick. This is what he gets for deciding to have a life over being on this show. We will go ahead and... Where did you see this thing about calling the hotel? I don't see it. Under registration or is it event information? Hotel. I guess I'll have to call them. My brand. All right. I'll keep that in mind and I'll work on that after the show. How about we do that? Oh no! I've lost a listener. Talking about Yumacon and hotels and a hard-hitting trade action has cost me a listener. Yeah, it's not on Halloween weekend. I'll be home. I can actually do Halloween stuff. Yeah. Anyways, I'm gonna piss off Spinnick, and I'm just gonna read. Wow, there's like, I don't know. It says loading. Alright, so I'm going to read chapter 1 of The Amy the Girl Story, My Dr. Negrobotnik. So, yeah. Words. It's going to be impressive. Not really, it's not going to be that impressive. It's going to be very disturbing. As is any of this guy's fan fictions. Am I dressing up for Halloween? No. And since I'm going to be reading this fan fiction, it's only a requirement that I have to play this.
The following segment may contain some inappropriate content for some listeners. You now have 12 seconds to tune out. Thank you, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Holy fuck, there's a fucking train that just went through the stream. Damn, that is insane. I am not naked. No. Nobody wants to see that. Alright? I am never gonna be naked on this show. It's not happening. No. I'm not doing Matrix. Anyways, we're reading The Amy the Girl Story by Dr. Nick Robotnik, which is when Amy the Girl gets an assignment, one of six stories in Sonic's Lost Untold Tales series. The storytelling style is inspired by Sonic Adventure, so read them in any order you'd like. This fiction is rated M for Mancy. Alright, so I should probably turn this down a little bit before I get started. And instead of like spending like 15 minutes pre-starting like we normally do, I'm just gonna get right into it. We're just gonna plow right into this. Right after this burp. Alright. This fanfiction is in boner-inducing memory of the Microsoft Indian phone scammer. Who the fuck cares? 2016. Prime Minister Amy the Girl was filing the Royal Mobian taxes. She had it all. Money, power, bitches, and the semi-respect of Sonic the Hedgehog. One day she might even get some of that hot hedgehog cock, but for now, she had all she would ever need for life's little problems. That is, as long as no one knew of the deal. Suddenly, from behind her, the door cracked open, and two familiar, soft hands began caressing her shoulders. It was Sally the Acorn. She, Sonic the Fuckhog, Vanilla the Rabbit, and the Chaotic Council were the only others to know about the deal, and as long as things went according to plan, no one else would ever have to know till it was too late. Tool time. Anyway, dear, Sally the Acorn seductively said. Yes, Sally the Acorn, quivered Amy the Girl. She had her heart set on Sonic the Hotcock, but Sally the Acorn, Sacky the Acorn, came a close second. You're done filing taxes for today. I've got something much more important for you to do. Okay. Amy the Girl ripped off her dress, ready for her next assignment. What the fuck? What are you? Some kind of pervert? Put your fucking clothes back on. God! Hot, sweaty, furry, your vagina, grinding sex would have to wait. What I came down here to tell you was that Cream the Rabbit is gone. The only living person that might know of her location is in the Mobian Kink Dungeon. I need you to go get some info about Cream's location, okay? Okay. Nobody knows, but the deal is still a secret. Just go. What? Is it, like, not working? No? It's working. What are you guys going on about? Amy the Girl walked down to the bottom floor of the castle and into the kink dungeon where Big the Cat sat, strapped to a chair. Big the Cat and Amy the Girl went back a long way. They used to bump uglies back when they knew they were in Team Rose, but sadly it didn't last. However, the wayward lovers left on good terms, Amy the Girl leaving with monthly alimony to use for her pursuit of a much bluer hero. Big the Cat left with motivation to get off his lazy ass and make money to support the woman who left him for much bluer balls. Though Big the Cat had landed in prison regardless of his failure to pay his duties, she still didn't want to hurt him. However, she had an idea that may suffice. Amy the Girl took out a bag of hot catnip and began to smother Big the Cat with it. After a good whiff of this shit, he would say whatever the hell she wanted him to say. Just like that one time in Carnival Night Zone. Okay, Big the Cat. Where's Creed the Rasby? Sadly, Big the Cat was spazzing the fuck out, almost vibrating at ludicrous velocity. She took the bag of nip, only to find out she accidentally used the quality stuff. Her stuff. Quality stuff. This wasn't any old catnip. This was straight up $20 420 Blaze It brand weed. 420 Blaze It. Oh fuck, Amy said to herself. Not only was she gonna have to buy another pack of weed, but this was gonna end badly for everyone. Big the Cat suddenly began to glow, and he fully transformed into Blaze the Cat, vagina included. She now had the power to 420 Blaze all who stood in her way. She also lost roughly 500 I'm a woman so I don't reveal my weight pounds. And was able to just slip right out of her bonds. Her newly grown massive tits would have made it a little tricky, but Big the Cat already had that before, so it was easy. Before Big the Girl could restrain her, Blaze the Cat jumped out the window and set the entire forest outside on fire. Oh yeah, this is fun. This is what Spinning gave up in order for having a life. Amy the Girl turned around, ready to run out, changed her name back to Rosie the Rascal, and started a new life in Mobian Africa, just like Dave the Chappelle. Oh, sadly, the acorn clubbed her right in the face with an aluminum bat. Amy the Girl blacked out. When Amy the Girl came back to reality, she was in the truck of Sally the Acorn's convertible. Truck. Like a truck. Like a rock. If only we read this fan fiction yesterday. She was in bondage in such a way her tits bulged out, just the way Sally the Acorn liked it. Amy the Girl tried to talk her way out of this, but her mouth was ball gagged. Sally the Acorn couldn't even hear her desperate cries over the roaring engine. So she also drove over every single possible speed bump, just cause why not? Sally the Acorn finally stopped at a bridge right over a section seaside hill zone and threw Amy the Girl over the edge with her hands bonded. Amy the Girl could not swim, and the waves below would guide her to what she could only assume was her own grave. Amy the Girl blacked out. She apparently does that a lot. Once Amy the Girl came to once more, she discovered she had beached on a nearby beach. This was her second chance if she wasn't still bonded. She struggled to get her bonds off, and as Silver the Pussy Hog would say, it was no use. The ropes were Amy Girl proof. Right when Amy the Girl accepted fate for the third time today, the silhouette of a small girl appeared before her. Amy the Girl began to orgasm as loud as she could. It's louder than a scream for her. To grab the girl's attention, but it just grabbed her by her bound feet and began dragging her into the woods. Amy the Girl accepted fate for the fifth time today. So if anyone's still listening to this, and let's find out, have we lost listeners? Why don't I close that? My god. Oh, we gained a listener! Take that, people who doubt me. Soon, Amy the Girl was dragged into a house and threw her onto a chair. She then took the ball gag out of Amy the Girl's mouth, and the mysterious girl sat down at the other end of the table. It was interrogation time. Tell me about the deal. The what? I have no idea. Vanilla the Rabbit is dead. I did some research, and she was part of something called The Deal. What was it? Who's Vanilla? The figure shot her in the foot. The plan was to get Cream the Rabbit pregnant. How? I was to lower her defenses by babysitting her for several days. Then we would send in Sonic to get her pregnant. Why? Because Cream the Rabbit had the chaos aura due to her prolonged exposure to Cheese the Chow, a strong descendant of chaos that fucked up Watery God, Sonic Adventure 1, and Sonic the Hedgehog was born with it. This really is written this badly, but it's on purpose, it's troll thing. It's said in the prophecy that the child of the two people of the chaos Kalas, Aura would make an unstoppable hero. And what would that hero do? Impregnate everyone else in the world, making the ultimate race of heroes. You're a disgusted pig, and to think I liked you. The figure leaned forward, it was Cream the Rabbit. Oh my god, Cream the Rabbit! Explanation point one. I'm so... Cream the Rabbit shot her in the other foot. Ow, fuck. Look, normally I would set this house on fire with you in it, but you see, I need you for something. But that would be pedophile. I need you to kill the remaining members of the Chaotic Council. When did you become such a cold-hearted bitch, Cream the Rabbit? The second I watched the life drain out of Mr. Sonic's dead rapist cock. You what? Amy the girl was Eminem shell-shocked. The love of her life was dead, killed by this stupid punk bitch. I deserve this. I should never have tried to play so hard to get. Amy the girl had nothing left to lose. The only other person she loved was Sally Acorn. And she just tried to kill Amy the girl, most likely with the consent from the Chaotic Council. I'm in. Who do I need to kill? The plot thickens. There were several members of the Chaotic Council. One was the president. Was President the Human, the representative of the United Federation. Well, what was left of it? Dr. Eggman the Fat, representative of the Eggman Empire, and the many robots of Mobius. Knuckles the E-Kidney, representative of Angle Island, and like Chaos, Chaos. Vanilla the Rabbit, representative of the Force Creatures. The Duke of Suliana, representative of Glitches. Mother Wisp, representative of the Wisps and Planet Wisp. And Christian Weston Chandler, representative of CW Seaville and fan characters everywhere. Oh no, the train feed stopped! No! Hold on, we'll fix this. We'll fix this. Don't worry. There. It's back. Vanilla the Rabbit was killed by Cream the Rabbit. So, Amy the Girl only had to kill the remaining six. This was still a rather large mouthful of people to brutally murder, and I don't mean cocks. Cream the Rabbit handed Amy the Girl a handgun, a knife, the keys to Vanilla's bitchin' Camaro, and what was left of the gasoline she had used to burn her mother's sexy bitch body, and sent her on her way. If Amy the Girl came back without bringing back the dicks of each of the targets as proof of their death, she would be shot down like a 5-cent hooker. Plot thickens. Amy the Girl went over to the charred remains of Cream the Rabbit's old home and used Vanilla's bitchin' Camaro keys and drove into Station Square. While driving down the road in Vanilla's bitchin' Camaro, wondering what the fuck she was doing going on a hit and run on the Chaotic Council, she saw Knuckles the Enchilada grooving down the sidewalk of Station Square, blasting beats out of his boombox playing Where the Me At. Apparently this is an actual video. Wearing a bitchin' red bandana, and some shades, some gold chains, golden braces on his teeth, some hand rings over his gloves, that one put fist next to fist spelled bad, with ripped gangsta pants, visible plaid boxer shorts, a white wife beater despite being male, and not needing clothing. Amy the Girl immediately pulled down her window and drive-by shot his imitation black ass. She then got out off his four-headed schlong, though threw it in the dick bag, got back in the car, and drove off. This is just gonna get worse, people. I advise you tune out if you're easily offended. She most likely would have shot him anyways for wearing such a stupid thing. She was doing the universe a favor by killing him. George the Zimmerman would be proud. Knuckle the Quine's last words were, "It's 'cause I'm black, isn't it?" Sorry, Radio Sega. Where is it? Did I lose a bunch of listeners? No, I don't know. No, I still have listeners. Amy the girl drove over to the city square docks. She looked down at the gun in her hand. She had taken a life. Even with all the terrible thing she had done for Sally the Acorn, she had never taken a life. She would definitely be going to Jahannaham Hell in the Secret Rings, winky face, for this one. She looked up into the sky and prepared to cry her singular eye out. Just then, she saw a bat coming in from Africa. The boat transformed to reveal it was Omega the Robot One. Explanation point. Oh god, I have seen some horrible things. So slimy and black. Ugh. Said Omega the Robot. I'll suck your dick if you take me to Juliana. Sorry, I lost my old one. It's a long story involving my ultra killing my dad and having intercourse with a kraken. But I'll take you there for free. Juliana sells some high quality metal so I can use to make a new one. You ultra killed Eggman. You're a sweetheart, Omega the Robot. Really? Omega the Robot never received a compliment like this before. He has been complimented for his amazing bed skills, violent termination skills, and overall being a badass, but never for generosity. Maybe. Sorry, this song's like about to end. It's like, 46 seconds. That's, I guess, works. He began to feel emotion deep within him he had never felt before emerge within his cold bell chest. Thanks, let's get you to Soliana. If he had a dick right now, he'd be popping a boner. By the way, do you have your father's pingas by any chance? Oh sure, it's right here, babe. Omega the Robot turned his arm into a Gatling gun and shot out the Eggman's cock. How it got there was anyone's guess. Thanks, Omega the Robot, smiley face. I'm gonna let this play out, because it's got 10 seconds to go. And then I'm gonna reset it. And it's reset. And so, Omega the Boat and Amy the Girl set sail for Soliana. Along the way, the two befriended Lucifer the Mermaid, and they fucked her. They just fucked her. The two soon arrived at Soliana, land of the poorly rendered buildings and physics. She told Omega the Robot to wait at the docks till she was done. She never went back for him. Amy the Girl began to ask Ron Soliano where the Duke would be found. Hey, mister, where would I find the Duke of Soliana? You can buy items at the shop! I just bought this light ship that lets me fly through rings. Neat, huh? What? No, where's the Duke? You can buy items at the shop. I just brought this light ship that lets me fly through rings. Neat, huh? Bye? Amy the girl began to ask several more people about the Duke, and most of them spewed pointless bullshit that led absolutely nowhere. And others gave vague tips that also led to nowhere. Eventually, Amy the girl found the head of the guard.
Where's the fucking Duke?
I'd love to tell you, but you must first find the head of the guard. I will tell you a vague tip, and you must... Amy the girl then smashed his brains out with her Pika Pika hammer. If any of you want to live, you'll tell me where the Duke is. In the castle? Thank you! Amy the girl stormed into the castle. The guards would stop her, but they had no weapons. No combat training, no real idea how the politics of the island worked, and generally are just paid to wear army outfits to intimidate the locals away from doing any crimes. So they all just went back to the barracks in Larry's house and played Uno until the scary girl went away. Amy the Girl began to storm right through the castle, brutally slaughtering every man, woman, child, and generic NPC in her way, until she came across Suliana's greatest defense mechanism, stairs. Not just any stairs, but terribly programmed stairs. Every time Amy the Girl tapped the front of the stair, her foot would focus gravity horizontally, causing her to flop backwards and fall all the way down. However, she eventually just decided to walk up the wall and around the stairs due to gravity not having fully been established for the castle. After many wall walkings, Amy the Girl entered the throne room of Duke the Soliana. It's time for your old ass to die, Duke. I'm afraid I can't let you do that, Amy. My kingdom needs me. The Duke responded, and everything went black. And that is the end. There's like more to the story, but that's the end of it for now. We'll have Spinnick read the second half next week. If he decides to be here next week, we'll find out. So, let me stop this. These fan fictions. It's gonna be hard to find fan fictions of this quality when we finish. So, I don't know. Alright, I think what we're gonna do here, wow, that is a slow train. I think we're just gonna wrap this up. It's almost been 2 hours. I mean, that's pretty impressive for me not having done a show on my own for a while. A bit rusty, but you know, we plowed through it. We made it work. So what kind of ending music should we use here? I think we're focusing on Amy. I think it's only appropriate that we force you to listen to that. So, yeah. Someone with attitude. Yes. God, yes. Gotta get that attitude. Let's see here. Throw that here. That'll work. It's 5 minutes and 11 seconds, man. That is fucking nuts. That's just, wow. Okay, well, you've been watching the train stream most of the time. Hey, look, I'm here. Hi. I've been here this entire time. I've actually been looking at the camera talking at the same time, even though it's been on the train stream this entire time. It's weird. And there's a guy down there. There's a fucking guy down there in an orange vest. Sorry, neon orange. I must be doing some train stuff down there. Sorry, my nose is getting itchy. It does that. Another reason why I should probably end the show. So, until next week, this has been Lois Arson Live. And we will see what happens next week. Yes, don't miss next week. So. The end.
There is nothing about this whole scenario that doesn't make me so disgusted I want to violently vomit out my own internal organs. I despise you both so intensely that I can't tell if my vision is blurry from my near-death experience or from my unforgiving rage. If allowed, once I am back to full health, I will gut you with an honest-to-God smile on my face, and then proceed to paint the home I built with your bodies with your fairy blood.
You hear that, Tupac? You've made a friend.
Yeah!
You are listening to RSN Radio.
No one tells me what to do. I'm from the Ghetto.
For more information, go to www.randomsonicnet.org.